Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Mama, and of course DJ J Prince is in the building spinning on the ones and twos.
Okay, you guys, today is Swag Apart. Today's topic is love advice for kids and single parents. Debates about should kids date or should they not? Y'all let us know and tell us why or why not. The Panthers getting drafted by the Brewers. Also
drafted? You mean dragged? Because they got dragged, okay? Cam Newton got dragged.
Also, you guys, call in now, 773-897-6231.
Swag Radio, stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Swag Radio. It's your girl, Princess Nina. It's your boy, J Prince. Princess Nina, J Prince. Swag Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl Princess Nina, your host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers, models, and more. So stay tuned for more information from Swag Radio.
What's up, young world? It's your boy Jay Prince, DJ at Swag Radio. Swag Radio, and I can't tell you if you wanna be anything like a dancer, a singer, hit me up in an exclusive interview. Our Facebook Swag Radio. Stay tuned. Promote. It's the DJ at Swag Radio. Jay Prince, the kid DJ for kids only.
Ask Mama, of course, and DJ Jay Prince is in the building as well, spinning on the ones and twos.
Today's topic of the day is Swag the Heart. Today is our Valentine's Day special. We are going to be giving love advice for kids and single parents. We are going to be having debates about should kids date or should they not. If yes, tell us why. And if no, tell us why also. And we're going to talk about the Patriots getting dragged by the Brewers.
What? Who got dragged? The Broncos won the Super Bowl, baby. Against Cam, it didn't go down for you, shawty.
You guys, make sure y'all call to tune in to our show, 773-897-6231. 773-897-6231.
And then we're going to also be playing some throwback music, some grown and sexy music. This is Omarion, Let Me Love You. By the way, this is my favorite throwback song. If y'all listen out there, somebody would have called and put this on my voicemail, you know, and get you a date or some cool points, you know, just throwing it out there. Again, this is your girl, Ask Mama, DJ J Prince, spin that song for me.
Oh my God, son, you really cut your joints off. I know you say you're gonna do it, but I really thought you was gaming.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Come get it. That's the story.
Everything you want and need. Oh, that a good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together,
baby. With me and you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make this thing up?
Even though I don't agree with kids dating.
Dating to me is you have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend, you date, but they're cute, they think you're cute, you guys go out, they get a hug, then yeah, that's what dating is to me.
What is dating to you, Tati?
Well, when I was about y'all age, dating to me was dating the cutest guy in school, the popular guy in school, someone I liked for the moment. But now, I take dating a little bit more serious. I'm starting to know myself more, my time, and, you know, my body, and just talking to me is a little bit more valuable. So now dating to me would be looking forward towards someone that could really kind of help me build and grow as a person. And as Ask Mama said, no, in a little while, I'll be looking for a marriage. So that's what dating to me is.
Okay, what is dating to me? Dating to me is you both agree to go out with each other, y'all like each other, and basically just, if you date somebody, then you want to be with that person. That's what it is to me.
When you say be with, what do you mean?
Jason, hopefully in the future.
Ah, good answer, good answer. Mm-hmm. What else, Tati? What you think?
Well, you talked about dating with a purpose. Can you elaborate on that? Like, what things should people look for in dating with a purpose? Like, I think you should know yourself first, like I said earlier. Compatibility,
mm-hmm.
Y'all interests, y'all hobbies, y'all viewpoints on life as far as goals or whatever. And also, you should have a model relationship, like a power couple, someone you look forward, someone that you admire and you want your relationship to be like. Like, my power couple is the Smith, Jada and Will Smith is my power couple.
I'm going to rock with the B, baby. Jada and Beyonce. You know, my last name is Carter, so you know I'm rocking with them. But I think you said everything I was going to say when I said dating with a purpose, knowing the outcome you want to get within dating, what type of guy you're looking for. I always use the analogy, if I'm going in the store for milk, I ain't coming out with juice and water and everything else because I know exactly what I want. We're going to do... a song dedication. Let's take a caller and see what song they would like to dedicate. We're calling on caller 404. Last four digits is 8171. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How you doing today?
How you guys doing?
Okay. I'm wonderful. Can you state your name and where you're from?
Mary E. Chi-Town.
Shout-out, Mary E. Chi-Town in the building.
South side.
Is it the south side or the west side? You know the south side, the best side.
South side.
The best side. Do you have any special dedication song you would like to dedicate to your significant other?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, okay, what song?
The song is Something in My Heart.
All right, we gotta play that. And what's your input on dating? What does dating mean to you?
Dating to me, well, to me, dating always was the first thing is to get to know someone.
Okay.
And once I get to know that person, you know, getting to know that person is sharing each other, is sharing your mind with each other before you take it a step farther.
Okay. I like that. Right. I like that.
Right. So dating really is a moment.
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
I said dating is a form of, it's a form of learning each other, you know, a step in learning.
All right, educated. I agree with that. We shout out to Miss Mary. We thank you for calling Southside of Chicago. Stay tuned while we play your Go Ahead dedication song. And who would you like to dedicate this song to?
To my Isaiah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and spin that song, DJ J Prince.
Thank you.
should not. My reasoning behind that is because kids shouldn't, because then they feel that they can do more than they would if they couldn't. If you couldn't, then you'll know certain things that you're not going to do. But if you're allowed to, then you'll want to do grown-up and older things and be into more of a relationship if you are like older when you're young. But I think yes, because if you like somebody and like if you like somebody and he likes y'all, then y'all should probably see how it will go, because a lot of people they meet each other in like eighth grade and things of that nature, and then when they get older they grow up and be married and things like that. That's because some of their parents would allow them to date, and that's my reason behind that. DJ Prince.
Wait. When you say should kids be able to date, what age are we talking about? Because that's I think determines sometimes the answer. So Princess Nina, what age are you speaking? Because you're kind of in the middle. You're saying in one aspect you think you should be able to date, and then in the next one you're saying you don't think. So what age group are you referring to?
14 and older.
Okay, so 14 and older. Okay, DJJ Prince, what's your opinion?
Well, I think...
Go, I can hear you.
Well, I think that kids should be able to date at 11 and older, because as long as you have money and you are taking the person of the girl that you are dating or the boy that you are dating out, and then y'all can just go to the movies. Your mom could watch too. She could be in the back, like spying. Like you and your moms do, they spy on the children to see what they're doing. So nothing really happens between y'all. But as y'all date, y'all hug and things like that, in that nature. Like Princess Nina said, as she said, her when she said. So it will pretty much help you work harder, because if your mom says, I'll pay you $30 a week, I'll pay you $10 a week if you do all the chores in the house, make it look clean, and then you could take your girlfriend out if you keep on saving up all that money. Like my mom says, you can't date until you're enough to pay the girl, well, take the girl out to a place and buy them gifts.
Alrighty, you heard it from DJJ Prince. So we have DJJ Prince that thinks you should be able to date at what age?
11 and above.
11 and above. Coincidence, he's 11. Princess Nina said, and no. Could be because I'm right here, though. But we have a whole bunch of callers that had text me their opinions. And also people on Facebook, shout out to my people on Facebook. We have posed the question, do you think kids should be allowed to date? If so, why or why not? We have Jeremy Johnson. He stated, not until they get a job, their own crib, and they can pay their own cell phone bill. So at 16, I would say they could date. That's Jeremy Johnson's comment. We have Jamie. I don't know about that, but good luck with that headache. We have a couple other people that had their opinion, but Tati is going to go ahead and she's going to say what her favorite is. Again, we oppose the question, are kids or should kids be allowed? If so, why or why not?
I think I'm going to say all of it, but this person said it depends on the age of the child. Are we talking about 7 to 11-year-old children or 12 to 15-year-old children? It's a hard topic because we don't want our babies out here being too grown or too young, but at the same time, we need to find a healthier way to deal with the fact that they need to carry certain stuff within them at a certain age. I so agree. In fact, America is one of the few countries in the world where we consider kids up until we're 18, my mom.
No shame.
How we set up. because they're forced to be children way too long. It don't make sense for people to be at 18 and 19 and still don't know what they want to do in their life. In a lot of countries, people start preparing their children when they're 14 and 15, which means they've been learning since they've been 9 and 10 years old. Back to dating, now they're back dating. If they have something turned on in them to where they're feeling that type of attraction, it's best to explore it somehow. Not be taught that it's bad and there's something wrong with them. And basically, at the end of the day, tell them to bury it and hide it. As we know, with any form of emotion, it never ends good when it's suppressed and it's refused and handled and not being able to be taught how to understand it. If we bottle up anger, we eventually have rage issues. If we bottle up sadness, we eventually suffer from depression. If we bottle up sorrow, we eventually suffer from paranoia, so on and so forth. This person has a lot to say. I don't want to read all of it, but I do think a lot of things that he said was very smart, and I agree with a lot of things he said. My own personal issue.
Wait, what call? Who was that? Was that Marcus Wheeler?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even thought it out. Okay, so this was Marcus, Wheeland. Marcus Wheeland. So I think I was 18. Yeah. Actually, I every year. Sometimes twice a year, I stayed in a relationship. I was never alone, which I think kind of affected me a lot. And once my mother found out I had a boyfriend when I was in ninth grade, she sent me to a whole other state. So,
Wait. What age did your mother allow you to date?
18.
Oh.
18.
Actually started.
I think she did it because I was a freshman, he was a senior, and he wrote me love letters every day. He read what he talked about, you know, he was narcotic. So I think about, trafficking. Choosing the wrong dude 2 days, and that scared her. She said, I gotta get her out of town and send her with her grandma. But I think children should be able to date possibly 16 and up. That's my own opinion.
Alrighty. Our concerned parents. These are concerned if their kid is dating. They want privacy all the time. They block you on social. They have social sites. They have so-called imaginary friends. That is, when your child says a friend name that you never heard, they're like, who? Where'd she come from? They answer very vaguely. You have to know how to date. And if your child is dating and a heart has been broken, they'll repeat certain songs like, no shade, but they'll repeat love songs when their heart has been broken. These are some signs. Of course, there's more, but them are the top ones I have experienced. So, again, parents, that's signs when your kid is dating. DJ Prince, oh, Prince, do you have something to say? Go ahead.
Oh, man, ex-mama's giving away all that.
Hello, I am Miss Unconscious.
What?
She wrote me too much. Basically, she's dating a guy. They have been dating now for 3 weeks. Again, she's dating a guy. They've been dating for 3 weeks. He comes over her house and do the Netflix and chill thing. He has jested her out, but it's really because of her, because her preference is for him to come over and chill because she said it's more convenient for her. She's tired after work. Now, when he introduces her over the phone, he says, I'm at my homegirl's house. Does she tell him to be mine or kiss her behind? What do you guys think?
Did you say
kiss her behind?
You say kiss her behind. Why?
Because, I mean, I know about the game and all. Exciting to be through to third grade. But, I think she should say kiss my behind, because if he doesn't want to show you to his parents, and a homegirl probably already knows his parents and all, and he's probably chilling with the homegirl like he was doing you. You're just another side.
Ooh, so you think she's a side. What do you guys think, Princess Nina?
I think he should kiss her behind, because she should not settle for less than what she worth. And I think if she really cares about herself, then she won't allow him to treat her in such a way, because you would have to check from the very beginning.
Okay, what about you, Tati?
Kiss her behind and lick it too, because this Netflix and chill thing, we all know what chilling turns into. And for her to say that she'd be too busy to go out, but you're not too busy to do, you know, what consistent Netflix and chill. I think, like cousin, I mean, like Nina said, she needs to have a little more self-worth for herself, because I know you coming over to my house, you're going to have to, we're going to go on dates. I like being on dates. I like, you know, the world to know that we're dating, us to be out in public. When someone is calling on the phone and you introduce me to someone, I'm your girl. Not at your girl house. I'm your girlfriend. And your babe or whatever.
I disagree. I think I'm the only person to. I would say she needs to say, be mine. And she needs to clarify, 3 weeks to me, did they say they're exclusive? 3 weeks to me, you still kind of dated. I don't know if I want to claim you after 3 weeks. So I would say she should tell him, be mine. She should give him an ultimatum if she's feeling him to say, hey, I'm feeling you. Like Aaliyah say, are you feeling me? Because I'm feeling you. That's what I feel. That's my personal opinion. That's my opinion. Next, DJ J Prince is going to tell us some stories, because y'all all know he think he is God's gift. Or is it Princess Nina? Are you going to tell us some stories? Who's going to tell us some stories? Okay, DJ J Prince is going to walk us through a life of a player. Player, player.
I don't want to brag about being a player. If you not see these good looks, come around every day. But first, you have to get the girl on your side. So you have to either text them or have a period with them, make them laugh. As if you say they're cute one day and they say you're cute, then you're like, do you like me? They're like, I don't know. Then you start being funny the next day, flirting with them, like, hey, how you doing? Don't give me a kiss.
Kisses?
Okay. She hates the player, not the kid. And the second step is once they're on your side, you ask them out. And then if they have a boyfriend, you dump, you break them up. You tell them some stories. They'll be like, well, yeah, she said she likes me. She said she wants me. And he'll be like, I ain't say that when she asked you. Like, that was true. He said he likes my girl. And they break up with each other. Then you get weird. Then third step is keeping her. And then you have to, and then in keeping her, then you have to say some stuff like, you're cute. I like you a lot. Yeah, I'm not going to cheat on you. And then the fourth step is you get another girl that likes you. Always likes you. This one you try to break them up and cheat on. And then you get another girl that always likes you. She doesn't even got to be cute. Just get another girl. And then you say they're cute. You ask them out the same hour. Say yes. Then here I go. And then you tell the other girl. She gets mad. Then y'all are over. Unless she's willing to be the side. You wouldn't think that these girls are willing to be the side. They really are.
You heard it from DJ J Prince. Y'all know when we go on commercial, me and him going to talk about some stuff. But it's another male. You know, the men don't like to call in, and I understand. They don't want to get themselves in trouble. But one guy texted me, you have to be charming. You have to appear to have money. He said, appear, fake it till you make it. He said, you must drive a nice car. He said, you must always flash money. He says he has a big old bankroll. He says it's typically a $100 bill on the top and singles at the bottom. And he typically flashes this when he pretends to get something out of his pocket. He also states that his clothes, hair, and appearance, and his car, and he's also being charming. He states that he tells them he's very busy working as to why he can't take them on dates, but he comes through at night for the Netflix and chill. Princess Nina and Tati are going to give you signs. These are the top signs. Again, these are not all the signs, but these are the top signs to know if you're the side chick, if the guy's really feeling you, or he's not. Princess Nina and Tati, give us the signs. Again, these are the signs.
Signs.
Signs? Is your mic working?
Okay, signs. Of guys that are
definitely fitting for you or cheating on you.
Okay. Sign one is they delay your text messages, don't be trying to call you, always leaving you on D if you have kick, or they just putting your, when you call them, sending you the voicemail. We're going to elaborate on this. We're going to have Tatiera tell us about this.
The second sign is telling other girls that they're cute on Instagram, or you hear rumors about them being with other girls. I feel like you shouldn't tell any other girl they're cute except me. I'm the only person that can give compliments on the date.
All right. I'll second that.
Third sign is touching or holding other girls or even touching other girls. That I feel that if I was your girlfriend, the only girl that you're supposed to be touching is me.
And so elaborate on that. It's the difference between hugging and holding, okay? When you hug, I need to see the pat in the face. Don't be holding the girl.
Church hug.
Church hug, all day, everything. Don't even hug her. I just want you to hug family only. The other sign is don't claim you and never show some display of affection. I can look at you guys and don't know if y'all are friends, cousins, brothers and sisters, or boyfriend or girlfriend. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. So if he don't show you public display of affection, he can have another girl be telling you that he, that you his cousin. Cause my friend told me about the dude telling her that, a dude telling this other girl that she was his cousin. Cause the girl hit her up and was like, "Hey, you date him? Well, I guess we got the same dude. He told me he was your, that you were his cousin." So, yeah, if he don't show public display of affection
and he either playing you or just not that into you?
Oh, I got some. I got one. Is it some more?
Okay. Another one is that he claimed he got best friends. Best friends. I feel if we're in a relationship, the only person that's supposed to be your best friend is a person of the same gender or me.
Mm. Exactly. Another thing is, we're going to go ahead to phones now. I got two things. One thing, you need to be customized. I need to see they, wifey, something. Not just my name. I also need my own ringtone, and I need the password to your phone and all your social sites and everything else. I want some security if I can.
Yep.
I need to know everything about you.
Another thing, if he tells you he loves you right off the bat, or he asking you out too soon. Because I feel, how are you going to tell me something when you don't even know me like that? Or how are you going to ask me out when you don't even know me like that? Then you probably just going to try to make me another side, or it was a bet.
Mm. I kind of saw, is that on your account?
This one. Okay, another one is he doesn't defend you. I feel if I am yours, then you are supposed to claim me and stick up for me and not just let anybody talk about me, because then that means that you're just standing there going along with it. And I feel that you're supposed to defend me and be there for me.
Okay.
And another one is getting defensive over you wanting passwords, like Tatiera said, or getting defensive over you asking him about other girls or things like that. Because I feel if you're getting defensive, then that means you're doing something. Because if I know I didn't do something, then I'm not going to get all hostile and yell at you over stuff.
Okay, another one, back to this Netflix and chill. I don't Netflix and chill with anyone but myself and family and possibly a best friend. And they never want to go on a date. Never, ever take you on a date. They're not interested in meeting your friends or your family. And also, it's how they introduce you. Like I said, when you're on the phone, do they say, this is my girlfriend, Nina? Or if you're in person or whatever, or if they just say, this is Nina, or this is my friend, either when he knows with him or his girlfriend.
Another one is you always having to contact the person first. That goes back to not into you. So if you're not into me, then it means that you're not going to be contacting me. So if I contact you first and you're not contacting me, then that lets me know right there that you're not into me. Because if you were, then you would feel the need to text me, want to know what I'm doing, or want to be there to see what's up with me. Now we're going to go back to Ask Mama.
Oh, I must admit, when a person is not into you, they throw up them thirst traps. That's on their DM, baby. And on their social sites, when they post pictures laying in the bed, like I'm laying in the bed by myself, they got towels, pictures, single life, all this, but they got a girl or they got somebody they into. I think they just not into you. And also, when he's never around on holidays, he quote working, or he has some excuse why he's not around on a holiday. He's just not into you, ladies. Also, for Valentine's Day, if your man tells you things like, man, I don't even celebrate, but I'm trying to get some money. Ain't nobody got time for all that. He's probably with somebody else, okay? So these are some typical signs if a guy is just not into you. Or, you know, when we talked about guys, did we talk about if a woman is not into you? If a woman is not into you, DJ J Prince is going to say some things, but I'm going to say me personally. If I'm not into you, if you've been trying to get at me for years and I haven't showed you any interest, I'm just not interested. If you constantly texting me in my DM or in my inbox from a good morning, how's your day, and I don't respond, I'm just not into you. If you text me, can we go out, can we do this, and I'm all the time busy, I'm just not into you. If I don't compliment you, I'm just not into you. If I don't ask about your dating status, I'm just not into you. DJ J Prince, can you give some other signs? Do you know any signs that women do if they're not into a guy?
Well, I think that they don't know
how to
talk to girls. But
I think what girls do is they say they're, you know, their best friend.
That's my best friend. Your best friend.
And then they walk out.
They walk out and do what?
They walk out. They walk out of your sight. They hug other guys. Like, you see them, they're like, nah, that's just my big brother. Or my, that's my best friend. Or, that's my friend. And, they...
What else do they do? They have delayed response and text messages as well. Princess Nina, what else would you do if you're not into a guy?
If I'm not into you, then I'm not going to claim you personally. I don't be claiming nobody, so I'm not into you. But anyway, if I was into you, then I would claim, oh, I know him. Oh, we hang out. Oh, we do this. But if somebody comes to me and say your name and I'm not into you, no, I don't know him. No.
Tati, what about you? What do you do?
Other than what Ex Mama says, the biggest sign to tell a girl might see you is she asking you for advice for other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she talks to you about her boyfriend. Do this guy like her, whatever? You are friend zone forever. And you just need to forget about it.
Oh, and she also only invites you out with her friend. And then that's really because she wants you to be a sponsor, baby.
Yes.
Okay, I know women, I wasn't supposed to say that, but if she invites you out when she's already at the venue or she's already planning to go, she's only asking you out for you to pay for it because she wants you to be a sponsor, not because she's into you. Okay, now are we going to another song, or Princess Nina, did you have anything to add? Okay, DJ J Prince, tell us the next song you're spinning.
I'll be crying. August, I'll see the No Love featuring Nikino.
Red light, you know I can't make this thing that official. Believe we had a great night, but I ain't the type to tell you that I miss you. Shit, you don't like that I make it easy.
play right now is called Tap Out. The objective of the game is to say things that we can't deal with in a girl or guy that would just make us not even want to date you from the very beginning.
Okay, Ask Mama gonna start it off. A broke nigga is my tap out. DJJ Prince, what you got?
If you're ugly,
you're up.
Princess Nina, what do you have?
If you flirting with other girls,
you're up.
Toppy?
If you working at McDonald's, and the only thing you plan to do is become the manager there and not own one.
You're out. Okay, mine would be if your hygiene ain't together, if your feet stink. What's your next one, DJ?
If your hair is too much messed up.
Princess Nina, what you got?
If you even trying to put your feet on me.
You're up.
If your hairline is messed up. If you don't brush your teeth. I call you and you tell me that I'll call around 5 p.m. We're supposed to walk away. You didn't take a shower yet.
Okay. My next one would be if you don't plan the date and then you arrive, come up, well, what you want to do? DJJ Prince, you have something else? Okay, he don't have nothing. Princess Nina, bring it back to you. What you got?
If your clothes ain't nice and you wearing your brother's shoes or your sister's shoes.
Sister's shoes? He gay, Nancy. I'm sure he got. Well, we are in Atlanta, so never mind.
Speaking of gay, anything I think you might be gay, I swear anything. Girl, also, yep, when it comes to clothes, if you're sagging, wearing baggy clothes, like you don't know your size, you're out. Also, I can't deal with, I know people have kids, but I'm not dealing with more than one baby mom. No more than one.
Okay, we got to bring it to me. My next thing will be if you don't have any goals in life. Another thing would be if you don't support my hustle, you're definitely.
You're up.
DJJ Prince, you got anything?
You're a town girl.
A town boy.
You're up.
Okay, Princess Nina. What you got? You got anything else? Toppy, you got anything?
Nah.
Okay, bring it to DJJ Prince. What you got? We'll come back to you. Princess Nina, DJJ Prince.
If you're an addict or a drug dealer or or something.
You're up.
Oh, yeah, that's me too. If you smoke anything.
You're up.
If you fail anything.
You're up.
If you're a felon.
You're up.
If you got bad credit.
You're up.
If you don't own your own house and car.
You're up.
If you don't take care of your kids. If you don't last for a lengthy period of time. Okay, Princess Nina.
If you got gold in your mouth and it's all raggedy.
You're up.
Tazi.
If you have earrings in your ear, you're out.
You're up.
If you have a tattoo on your face, you're out.
Oh.
If you do not have at least a high school diploma or GED, you're out.
You're up.
If you're on the bus, if you have anything below me, I don't have my own apartment, I don't have my own car, but I will get together soon. But if you don't have yours together, you're out.
If you can't understand that when you date a woman with kids, you're dating her kids as well.
You're up.
Princess Nina.
If you can't do things for me that I can't already do for myself.
Oh, I second that. Play that. You're out one more time for me, too. I second that. My last and final one would be if you're not a God-friend man. If you're not an Ephesians 5 man.
You're up.
Some of y'all got to go ahead and Google that right now because some of y'all on this line been trying to get with me for I don't know how long. So let me say that again, an Ephesians 5 man. If you don't fear God and serve God, is your head.
You're up.
All right, Tati, let's go to the next thing.
All right, so I'm going to go to a caller, and you can tell us some of your tap out, what you think when a guy is out, or if you have a Be Mom or a Kiss My Behind story, what you think on kids dating, anything. And the number is 773. Last four digits is 7328.
All right, are you there? Caller, caller, caller. Again, that's 773. Last four digits is 7328. Caller, are you there?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Desiree, and I am from Chicago.
Downtown in the building, baby.
I would like
Desiree,
to tap out.
Desiree, do you have any tap out?
Yes, I do. I would like to tap out. If you cannot hold a conversation with me without it being about sex, you are out. Like, you have to go.
All right.
Yes.
Well.
About the Netflix and chill, you have to go, honey.
You're
ain't no
up.
Netflix and chill if you can't.
You're up.
What? Okay.
All right. Anything, girl?
No, that's it.
Okay, so what do you think about kids dating? What's your standpoint on that?
I feel like kids dating, they should not take it so serious. Like, 11 years old, I'm sorry, DJ, but 11 years old, you should not be going out on a date. Like, it's not that serious. And it's not all hyped up to be. Like, I feel like kids feel like it's, oh, power couples because of the videos and everything on Facebook, but it's not all that hyped up to be. Like, it's really a whole mental issue that you have to be strong enough for when you're dating. Like, I don't think children should date.
What age do you feel they should be able to date?
I feel like not until, like, the age of 15 and older, or, like, freshman year and older.
17 and older, you said? Freshman?
15.
How old are you as a freshman? 14?
14.
Desiree, what are you, 14, 15 as a freshman?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, one thing I would love you to elaborate on, because I forgot to, I don't think any of us talked about, is the mental part of dating. Can you elaborate on that?
I'm sorry, for the what?
The mental part of dating, you said it's about mental.
Because it'll have you, like, it'll kind of make you insecure if that person start acting funny, or if that person leave you to go be with somebody else, it'll make you think, like, well, what was wrong with me? You know, like, I feel like it has to be, like, you have to have a strong mental, because you don't want to put yourself in a position to make yourself insecure, or put yourself in a position where you feel like you have to be second to anybody. Because as a lady or as a man, you will want to be first in anybody's life. And if they're not treating you that way, then you have to be strong enough to let it go. And I don't feel like a 12-year-old is strong enough to just make those type of decisions.
All right, all right. Shout out to Ms. Desiree. We thank you for calling. Chi-Town is represented today, baby. What side are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
What side? South side, west side?
South side
again, baby. South side. DJ J Prince, go ahead and spin us a record. Desiree, stay on the line and continue to listen. What song are you going to play, DJ?
Drunk
in Love, Beyonce?
Dance for You by Beyonce.
All right. Dance for You, Beyonce. Beyonce. Dance for You.
Appreciate you.
Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
As you know, Peyton Manning retired. Finally, he retired.
What was the score?
It was 27-10. They didn't score a touchdown into the second quarter, and that was messed up.
Ooh.
The Panthers.
Oh.
And Broncos was killing it in the first quarter. It was 10-0. And then they only scored three when it came back after halftime. And I was like, the halftime performance, Beyonce and Bruno Mars hit it. Bruno Mars killed it. Beyonce.
Oh, don't be like that. She caught herself, though. She caught herself. Okay. Shout out to Beyonce. She is the queen. She kind of slipped, but she didn't fall because she caught herself. That's a little slip. It's only the haters that point out things like that. Beyonce is the queen. And formation, baby, she did that. But you can keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going. Wait, one time for Beyonce. Yes. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so that's what happened. And Peyton Manning retired with his, I think, third MVP champion.
I think so.
And Cam Newton with the MVP of this season.
Yes, Cam. Shout out, Cam. Woo! Baby. Shout out, Cam. Good job, Cam. Oh, with the dub, he was killing that too. Oh, sorry. Keep going, DJ J.
Yes.
Yes. Gossip right now. Princess Nina is going to tell us something about single moms dating, her aspect from a kid point of view.
Okay, we're going to talk about, as you know, that as Mama just said, single moms dating. Do you feel that single moms should date? Why not? Well, I want to tell you that I do feel single moms should date. I feel that my mom should be happy to and should be able to date. It shouldn't just affect on me. But if you're a mom that always have multiple dudes breaking up with them, then getting with another dude, introducing them to the kids, then I don't feel that's good. I feel that if you date, if your mom is dating, then she shouldn't bring the man home to the kids unless she feels that he's worthy enough to meet her kids. Just because the father didn't stick around doesn't mean that my mom should stop everything and just stop dating. So I am going to say yes to single moms dating.
All right. Shout out to single moms dating. I'm going to dissect that a little more, but we're going to take a caller. We're going to call on area code 281 Texas. Texas in the building. Last four is 6929, and I just want to know your input on single moms dating. If your mom was dating, how did you feel as a child? Again, we're going to call on Texas. Last digit is 6929. 6929, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi. State your name and where you're from.
I'm Faith, and I'm from right now, Texas, but originally from Atlanta.
All right. Faith, what is your input on single moms dating?
As a kid, I was raised by a single mother, and she wasn't really dating as much. It's just she dated two people, and the second person she got married to. But when she dated the first guy, we knew him before, which was very, very great because we had a better connection with him, and he felt like a father figure, and it was good. But I believe that single mothers should date not because they're lonely or they need another partner to satisfy them, but for their happiness and if they feel like they should grow with somebody. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you said you think it's okay to date. So when your mom dated the first guy, you didn't have a connection, but the second guy, you was rooting for him, correct? Or the opposite way. The first guy you liked, the second guy you didn't like.
Yeah, I grew to like
him. Okay. Princess Nina, what about you? How do you feel when your mom is dating? How do you feel?
My mom doesn't really date that often, and if she do, she doesn't really take the man home right away, so we don't really know about a lot of dudes that she dates. But we do have some that we like, but they're not meeting my mom's standards, and they're not treating my mom well. So if you don't treat my mom well, then you gotta go.
All right. Okay, well, as a single mom dating, I have some advice. Although it is hard to date as a single mom because it's a sacrifice that you have to make. You have to sacrifice time. And we know as single moms that it's hard because we're like superwoman. But an advice I would have to you is remember that the guy that's possibly good for you may not be good for your kids. So you have to make sure that he's family oriented. And how do you do that is you see how does he treat his family. When he speaks to you, do he take time out to acknowledge your children? Did he ask about your kids? Do he remember your children's name and birth date? Is it a goal of his to meet your children? These are some things that you want to take in consideration when you are dating single. And also, like Princess Nina say, you don't want a lot of men entering in your kids' life, especially if you have a daughter, because you have to remember as a mother, you are an example for your children. So also keep that in mind. My personal thing is if he's not your husband or at least your fiance, he shouldn't be seen in your bedroom because that can give off the wrong impression. Also, single moms, it is difficult, but eventually when you do introduce your children to them, do not discuss you and his relationship with your children because children are protective of their mother. So if you say something negative about this person, maybe you were heated at that time or for whatever that may be, your kids, that impression will always be there on them. And they would judge him that way as well. Tatiana, do you have anything to chime in on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, my mother never dated. I wish and pray like I hope she dated, to be honest. But one tip I do have for a single mother is introducing the kids. I feel as though when you do introduce the kids, it doesn't have to be at your house. He doesn't have to come to your house to meet your kids. Honestly, I think to make your kids feel more comfortable, it should be at a different setting. Like maybe y'all should go to arcade place or go out to dinner. Some place where they don't feel like this man is invading my home, invading my space, to where they become hostile or whatever.
Now, I agree.
Another thing is, like our caller said, that she liked the first guy, but she didn't like the second guy. And the second guy is the person her mom ended up marrying.
Boom.
So I do think that you should also take consideration, like as Mama said, that he is also dating your kids. So also make sure that they have a good relationship as well. And that's all my tips on that.
Okay, and also a caller just texted me that some men, this is a tip to men, where you're dating single moms, keep in mind that they are a package deal. So if you financially cannot afford to take care of a family, she may not be the one you need to date. If you financially cannot afford that may not be something you need to do. And also somebody texts that men think that they're playing daddy or stepdaddy when they're dating a woman with kids. And that's not true. You're not necessarily playing daddy, but you are expected to be a positive role, a positive male figure in their life. And also take in consideration when you're dating a single mom, her time is very valuable. So when you ask her out, don't ask her out when you know it's a school night or you know you can't ask her out late because she has kids. Well, I'm speaking from real mothers, not mothers that leave they children with they mama and everybody else. So take in consideration when you're asking them out that it's time appropriate for their children. Let me check in and see if any other caller had anything else to add. Okay, Princess Nina, let me take it back to you.
Okay, another thing I feel that if you're dating my mom, like as mama said, then you're supposed to be close to me. I don't
to show an interest that you care about the kids and you care about the mother as well. Because if I feel that you're just talking to my mom and not me, then I will feel that you have no interest in trying to get to know me. So then that will make me feel uncomfortable. So y'all dudes out there, if y'all are dating single moms or want to, then another thing that y'all should know to do is to take an interest in the mom and the children as well.
All right. And also, men, when you're dating a single mom, do not give them a 24-hour notice. A caller just texted me to add that. Do not give them a 24-hour notice. We need some heads up because we have to prepare. And pay for the babysitter, okay? Pay for the babysitter. DJ J Prince, do you have anything to add?
I feel like since my mom is single, if you're dating my mom or if you're dating my granny, if they are single, I feel like you should treat them as much respect as you treat your mom.
Amen.
And, for, and if you're not treating your mom with respect, I don't think you, I know you should not treat my granny or my mom like that. Because if you do, I'll come after you.
Hey, 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 we're not promoting violence. We're going to take a caller. We're going to call call on phone number 404-990-7548. You're going to tell us what you think. Again, that's caller 404, last four digits is 7548. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Can you state your name and where you're from?
My name is Nikki, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Talk up, Nikki. We can't hear you.
I said my name is Nikki, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Nikki, are you a single mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what is your viewpoint on single mom dating?
My point on single mom dating, I really don't see a problem with single mom dating. I think if you're going to date a guy, I think you need to kind of date him outside of the kids and not with the kids, unless you're just serious. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So when do you bring, at what point do you bring your kid around the guy? How do you identify when you're serious?
When y'all able to, when he proposed and y'all serious and been dating for years and you know.
So you think it should be years before he actually meets your children?
Hello? You heard?
I couldn't hear you. What you say?
I said after, you know, you get to know a dude and see what he's about and learn him, then you bring him around your kids. And y'all ready
okay.
To the next level.
Okay. What age do you feel your kids should date?
16.
At what age do you feel it's better for the kid to correspond with a guy? If you're a single mom dating, for example, some people say when you're dating a guy and your kids are younger, they have a better outlook of the guy versus when they're teenagers.
Well, I feel like conversation, for one, should be having with the child at a certain age about dating. And
okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with the child dating at 16, as long as the child has a purpose for his or herself and not, you know, just, oh, you know, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend.
Okay, so you
I
said you shouldn't label it. It should be more of a friend.
Friend.
Instead of a title. Okay.
In high school, you're 16, you're just having fun, you know what I mean? So you let them experience a little bit more and learn on their own.
Okay.
They're going to do it anyway.
Hey, you right upon that. You's right. Okay, well, Nikki, we thank you for calling. We ask you to stay on the line and continue to listen. Princess Nina, what's the next thing we're going to talk about?
Okay, another thing we're
going to
talk about is celebrity gossip.
Okay, okay. Can I bring y'all the tea? Okay, this is cool because this is going to lead into our next show. Okay, so the tea is, if you guys didn't know, K. Michelle and Toya is, of course, they still combative. Okay, Toya dropped the book, right? Anybody know about Toya's book? DJ J. Prince?
No.
Heard about Toya's book, Princess Nina?
No.
Okay.
I heard you coming out with a book. I think it's How to Keep a Ring,
but
How to Lose a Ring.
How to Lose a Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Her book is entitled How to Lose a Ring. Toya's book is called How to Lose a Husband. Not a ring, I'm sorry. It's How to Lose a Husband. Okay, so that's going to bring us to our next topic. Next week is going to be Side Chicks, and also that women put more emphasis on getting the ring than keeping the ring. So Toya's book, you guys go ahead and read it. It's How to Lose a Husband. But in the book, she really gives you tips on how to keep your husband. But the title is just called How to Lose Your Husband. And, of course, K. Michelle has something to say because she felt like Toya is not worthy to be given advice. Okay? So that was the tea on that. We're going to chime in a caller. And this caller is going to tell us some things on also how to get the ring and also how to maintain the ring. We're going to take a caller. Caller 414, last digits is 5403. Again, 414, so that's Wisconsin in the building. Last digits is,
hello?
Last digits is 5403. Caller, are you on the line?
I believe I'm on the line.
Can you hear me? Caller, state your name and where you're from.
My name is Kim Dora, and I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello, ATL. Hey, Cam. First of all, let me give major props to Swag Radio and the young entrepreneurs that are paving a way. I am sitting at a round table with another boss, and I'm like, yeah, are you tuning into this radio station? They're talking about some hard-hitting topics, and they're awesome topics, by the way. I just want you to know every show that I've tuned in, the topics have been phenomenal. So let's keep it going. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, so can you give some people an advice? If people don't know, you are married, and how long have you been married now?
I have been married for 7 years in the relationship.
Woo!
For about 12.
7 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, congratulations to you for that. Can you first touch on how do you get a ring? How did you get the ring? And then we're going to go with how do you keep the ring, but we're going to really get into the core of it on our next show. So give us, like, some clips to look forward to for the next show.
Thank you, X Mama. Let's give it up for X Mama. Can I get a clap?
You know,
where are the kids at in the background? Where are the kids at? I don't hear a clap.
You know what? They ain't even clap.
There we go. Thank you. Awesome. Yes, excellent. So this is the thing. So this is a snippet. Sometimes, and I just want to strike the interest and have people to think about some things for next week's show. Because what I've learned with Swag Radio, y'all hit hard topics and need to get to the point and get to the topic and get to the answer. Because we're living in a reality world. So when it comes to marriage, single and married is and married to it's two different worlds. So when you're fighting to get there, it is a whole different type of race. And when you get married, honey, it's a ball game that you have to really, that's when you really have to say, am I a grown woman or a grown man? Am I standing up for the responsibilities in this relationship? And that's really in a nutshell. I can't even begin to touch what the reality of is getting a ring in about 10 minutes, getting a ring, and then keeping a ring. So tune in for next week. I definitely will open the box on that AZZ.
All right. So let's recap. Y'all stay tuned for the tea with the box next week. The tea with the box next week. Again, Pandora will be giving advice from how to get the ring and also how to maintain the ring. Now, if y'all don't know me, I have four rings counting, baby. So I know how to get the
about how to keep the ring and maintain the ring, I'm going to have to call on her for her expertise. We do thank Ms. Pandora for calling in. And again, the box will be open next week. We're going to go into that. Tati, you have something else to add?
Also next. We're going to be talking about being a side piece, a side woman. Also, what we think about girls proposing to men. And Chrissy, we're going to have guys' point of view. We're going to have a guy special guest.
Woohoo!
And why it takes forever to give us a ring and, you know, certain things about what they think about women. So that's going to be awesome. So make sure you come in.
And we're also going to have different races because we know our black men take all day for the ring. We know, well, at least with the black woman, he does. We ain't going to get into that, though. But we know other races, they propose a little quicker. We're going to take another caller. Caller, and we want you to just say anything that you want to add to this show. We're going to take a caller. Caller, four, area code 404, last four digits is 2225. Again, that's area code 404, last four digits 2225. Are you on the line? Caller, I can't hear you. I can see you, but I can't hear you. Okay. Well, the caller, I don't know what happened. And I want to close out the song with saying, please check out Beyonce's new song, That Is My Joint, and also Rihanna has a new song. Please check it out. Princess Zena, do you want to add something?
Please tune in to Sunday's show.
What time?
At 2 o'clock, and we thank all of the callers that interacted with us, and we hope y'all enjoyed the show, and hopefully that y'all will call again next time, but make sure y'all tune in to Sunday's show.
Sunday's show, we'll be doing interviews. The tea that we were talking about the side piece and stuff, if you stay tuned to my Facebook or Swag Radio Facebook for updates on when exactly is the date we'll be shooting at. But Sunday, you make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Sunday, 2 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to talk about Black history. Black history is very important, people. So I want you guys to make sure, and I challenge you to not only call in Sunday for Black history, but also to bring one other person on the line. This is something that you don't want to miss. We're not going to only be talking about the Black history that they teach you in school, the Malcolm X, the known Black inventors, but we're also going to talk about Black historical people that are unknown and haven't been receiving any credit. So you guys make sure you tune in. Tuesday is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have some phenomenal poems. We're going to have kids really educating adults on Black history. We're going to have so much that I can't even begin to tell you because Black history is very important. Black lives do matter. You guys make sure you tune in Sunday. We do thank you again for calling. I thank my special guest, Tati, for being here. I wish she could be here every show. I do thank her. I thank my Chicago family for calling in and also everybody that's listening. We do thank you. And if ever anything you want us to address, please text us or shoot us an email because we are the voice for you. Kids, you have Princess Nina and DJ J Prince, the voice for you. You have Tati here for people in the 20s. And since I'm almost 30, Lord, 30, I'm here for you as well. We do thank you guys, and we're going to play our final closing song, and we appreciate y'all. We love y'all, and remember, Black lives do matter. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day from the Swag Radio cast.
This is the Swag Radio. Take breaks on the board. Stay tuned. Swag.
your girl, Princess Nina, your host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young,